Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Today, you're joining us here on Thursday, September 18th, 2014. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable on Live Talk. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Today, we are focusing on the plight of women vendors following the cleanup exercise that was conducted by the city of Harare in Harare.
Lamhlanje uhlelo lethu asihluzene bomama ku Live Talk silhlaziya inhlupho ezidibana labesifazane ikakhulu labo abaphila ngokuthengithengisa emgwaqweni kumbe lapho okuvele kubekelwe khona ukuthi bathengise baphile ngakho okuthiwa ngama vendors kulandela ke ukudilizwa kwezakhiwo ebezibikwa zingekho emthethweni ngabe council yedolobho le Harare ikanti ke ngenhloso yokulondoloza indawo ihlanzekile ikanti ke abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights nganye lenye inhlanganiso yabathengithengisayo bathi bona laba bantu bekumele baphiwe insuku ezingamashumi amathathu inyanga yonke yokuthi balungiselele ukuba bazidilizele bona bodwa kumbe njalo balungisise bathole izingwalo ezibapha imvumo yokuthi baphile ngokuthengisa emgwaqweni.
Nasi muchirongwa chedu che Women's Round Table ngati kurukurei madzimai. Tiri kutarisa dambudziko riri kutarisana nemadzimai avo vanotengesa zvinhu muguta reHarare. Madzimai mazhinji vanoti vari kuomerwa neupenyu zvichitevera kupwanyirwa kwavakaita nzvimbo dzavanotengesera kuna 4th Street nekanzuru. Rimwe remasangano vanomirira ivo madzimai nevamwewo vanoita zvekutengesa sangano reZimbabwe Vendors Union riri kuti iro rakabatana neZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights riri kuti harisi kufadzwa nekuputswa kwakaitwa zvinhu izvi nekuti pamutemo vanofanira kunge vachipiwa mwedzi wokuti vagadzirise zvinhu kana kuti vatore zvinhu zvavo.
Asikhangelanga eHarare kuphela, asikhangela la kobulawayo lapho abesifazane kumbe bonke abathengisayo bathi bona bakhala ngokuthi vele icouncil ibathwalise amagabha avuzayo. To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you women out there, Thursday is your day.
Yes. we are also found on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. Loba www.voashona.com loba www.voandebele.com.
Now, who remember it? And I would want to even answer the Conalok, ever the Senate local government can. The who never would lose the Senate who say Avanti, who the temporary, the Avanti, the Tonokonoko, all the people who can the battle and the forces, the battle of my guests, the battle of Mans, Avanti, the Tonage, it's different living. Who Pila, the Ogun Nuyana, Bonavesa, Lumisa, Yakubula, the paper, the electric.
Constitution of Zimbabwe, section 13.1, is very clear about the responsibility of the government to ensure that its citizens have all the resources necessary to ensure that they are able to do businesses that will look after their families. What we saw last week at the Photo Street seminar cannot be allowed to continue without being challenged.
Welcome again to Studio 7's Women's Roundtable, Ngati Kurukurei Madzimai. This evening we are focusing on the plight of women vendors.
In light of the recent demolitions of vendor stalls in Harare by the City Council, the National Vendors Union says it will meet with the combined Harare Residents Association and Transparency International Zimbabwe tomorrow to discuss ways of redressing the issue.
The city of Harare Sunday demolished some structures which it says were illegal. But the vendors and the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights are castigating the move, saying council should have first issued an enforcement order before demolishing the stalls.
This order would have been affected vendors at least 30 days notice to move or pull down their own structures.
Speaking to Studio 7 from Mutare today, the mayor of Harare, Bernard Manyenyeni, however, said the city cleanup will continue despite the resistance from vendors and other organizations.
Mm-hmm. Most of the vendors who were affected by the demolitions are saying they lost all their stock. They were not given time to remove their goods, marvelous. Mm-hmm. Some critics are even saying the move will leave thousands of people jobless in a struggling economy. But others are also saying the illegal structures were an eyesore in Harare.
And I think different views, really, but I think it actually brings people back to the 2005 Murambatsvina. People are fearing that, you know, they are going to go back there where you lose your jobs, you lose your source of income. And most of the affected people are women, which is why we're having this program today. And PJ, I think we have our first guest, Samuel Wadzai from the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe. Hello, Makadiva Wadzai. Hello, tinenge tina mzare chikwana, mzare melody chikwana. Muripo ere parunare?
Ndiripo.
Makadi sisi melody?
Ndiripo, makadi yo.
Sisi melody, titsananguro imi muri mumwe we avo vanga vari kutengesa pa 4th Street. Zvaka famba sei, uye zvema itengesa chii?
Ini ndinotengesa pana 4th Street, ndaitengesa masofon accessories, my earphones, my battery, my power banks, ne masofon pouches. So Sunday handina kuenda kubasa, and ndanga ndinewo kashop kangu kati takagadzirawo kezvina zvenyu. And then Sunday ndakangofonerwa ndiri kumba kwenzi mashops edu ari kupwanywa nevanhu vekancil. Takatazosvika koko kwakusisina chinhu, and zvinhu zvese zvanga zvirimo muma shop edu zvatanga tasiya nezvo.
Imi manga mave nechitoro chenyu ichi kwenguva yakareba sei, uyezve manga mune mvumo yekanzuro here?
Ndakatanga kutengesa this year. Ini ndakatograduata kubva kuchikoro last year.
Mm-hmm.
So this year ndikuyedza kutsvaga basa, a formal job. I apply every time. Ndinototengawo newspaper, but handisi kuwana basa. So I resorted to vending because those workers were open to deeper income. I am 25 and I cannot keep depending on my parents. So doyega income nandi nayo and kutindi tenge say papoka. Taito badara every day ku cancel. Wanga shitere sama $3 every day. Kutiwan so tenge say papo.
Aiwa mumbo bata makadaro tine mumwe wedu sisi Debra Mkasa. PJ.
Nkosikazi Debra Mkasa, siyakuamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga sisi PJ.
Lichona njani?
Ngiyachona njani mama.
Silenhlanhla yamaSwazi ngoba wena usenhlanganisweni iZimbabwe Chamber of Informal Traders Association egoqela bonke abaphila ngokuthengithengisa izinto ezehlukeneyo. Kulolu daba olusegudwini kodwa ke angifuni ukuthi sigxile kakhulu kulolu daba kuphela olwaseHarare lapho abadilizelwe khona izitolo zabo kumbe lapho abathengisela khona. Uhlupho nje olubhekane labantu abaku informal traders trading eZimbabwe as a whole. Yikho engifuna ukuthi uthi fahla ngamancane.
Okay, ngiyabonga sisi. Uhlupho lukhona kubo mama especially abathi abazimeleyo ebethengisa bodwa ngezandla zabo. Uhlupho lukhona lusecouncilini. Icouncili kayiphumeli egcekeni ngemithetho yayo ebekiweyo sobala ukuthi omama bengathengisa kanjani. Ngingathatha i-example yama-bylaws. Ama-bylaws ethu awe-city council ngakudala kakhulu ngabo khokho bethu asabadlula nabadlula. So kathesi abantu abagcwele straddeni abathengisayo ngomama abanye ngabasuka emsebenzini emandastri abanye ngalaba abalaba mkabo abakhitshwa iSAP abanye ngabakhitshwa iindustry koloko sokuphela imisebenzi. So ilocal government yethu kayikunanzelele khona lokho ukuthi why abantu sebegcwele estradeni. Kungani kungani begcwele estradeni kuyikhona lokhu hlupho lwe-economy yethu esilayo lapha eZimbabwe esiyibhekileyo. Akula msebenzi sisi, akula kudla ematafuleni ukuthi singapho kuvuka sithi ubaba uzabuya lokudla. Ubaba uvuka ehlezi ekhangele umama, so umama kuhele ethunjini nguye osephuma-ke esiyangena estradeni. Uhlupho olukhona ikhansili kayicace ngemithetho yayo njalo ilungisise ukuthi omama nxa bengena estradeni bengene kuhle beqoqekile bethengise kuhle. Nxa kunezimali ezifuneka iindleko ezifunwa yi-city council, yebo ye omama bayavuma ukuyizikhipha kodwa kazibaluleke zicace njalo ziphumele egcekeni ukuthi lezo mali zizasebenzani kukhansili, zizasebenzayo zizaba loncedo bani kukhansili. Konke kuphume siyananzelela noma kungaba le budget ye-council akuphumi even imdivilithi yokuthi ivenda likhiphile iyenziwe ne-council. So mina ngiyakhuthaza ukuthi i-council wonke ama-councillors wonke emadolobheni athiyeneyo kahlale phansi elungisise eqondisise ebone futhi ebe lombono wokuthi abantu laba phandle kuthisile phandle kule ndlala i-government layo ihlale phansi ikulungisise. Ngiyakhumbula silo minister we-local government ubaba uChombo naye kahlangane ebeke phansi imiqondo yakhe ebona ukuthi amadolobha engathuthuka njani esebenzisa i-council board nama-councillors. Ngiyananzelela njalo ukuthi kulokudonselana phakathi kwe-council board nama-councillors akuzwananwa. So lakho khonokho kwe-affecta labantu phansi ngapha sekungumhlambi kazelusile kabakwanisa ukuthi bekumele ngoba enze ezindlini kwabo kulohlupho. So sebemele bezimela estradeni bezithengisele bethole ukudla.
Ngiza ukuthi ubambe ecingweni khona lapho uhlale ecingweni size siyeqeda uhlelo lethu. Ngiyabonga ngesikhathi sakho. Sibuyele kuwe Marvelous. Umnomzana Samuel Wadzai. Mr. Samuel Wadzai is on the line. Welcome to our program.
Before we actually go to Mr. Wadzai, we have a caller, Libo, in Cholocho. Hello, Libo.
How are you, madam?
Good. You can go ahead and give us your contribution.
Yeah, this what happened in Harare actually is a scared awakening to this elderly woman. Seeing to it that women every day are the people who take a much care of the family, who provide for the family, and the majority of them are those taking care of orphans and you know, they are from a foster mothers and stuff. And it is the end of it. Women are particularly the caretakers of the family in every aspect. By their nature, they are vulnerable. Now, what has the council done? I think it's really, really saddening. Otherwise, they could be maybe given some alternatives or some places where they can do their trading from. Not just waking up in the morning and showing their vending stores. But actually, anyway, in Zimbabwe, it's always the case that the government of Zimbabwe does not give warnings whenever they want to understand some hardship on people. You know, you remember Operation Muramba, it was all in the morning, such as the demolish. I think it's a time when the Zimbabwe considers that the economy is dwindling down, it's actually ailing. And people are just surviving on the informal trading that is vending and stuff.
Okay, so Mr. Libo, what's your suggestion? How do you think council should move forward, not only in Harare, because maybe the cleanup exercise will also go to some places like Cholocho, where you're at?
Yeah, the local authorities are having almost the similar or same problem. My suggestion was the council should sit down maybe with the organization the one where Tasa is coming from, and maybe redraw the bylaws that are user-friendly. To the ailing economy like Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much for your contribution.
You're welcome.
Ms. Mukasa, I think you heard what Koma Libo is saying here. He's saying that maybe organizations like yourself should sit down and discuss with local authorities on the way forward. What's your view?
Uqinisile uButulipo iway forward ethu yona le ukuthi sithi council ngayihlale phansi isilohlupho lakobulawayo ibulawayo esithi council yapasa iresolution last year yokuthi kayihlale nama-organizations so for us ukuthi sihlale phansi nabo silungise ama-bylaws kunzima kodwa hhayi siyakwazi ukuthi by faith siza kubeka sisiya phambili okwakhathesi thina njengebhulawayo sile appointment lo mayor sahlala naye next week simbonise ukuthi thina njengama-vendors kuyini esikukhangeleleyo kuye kuyini esikufisayo kuye laye bese sitshela plus lakhona kwi-agenda le yethu sinayo yona leyo yokuthi i-council kayihlale phansi lama-vendors because i-council kayingeke isebenze iyodwa isebenza labantu bona abahluphekileyo abaku-ground abakwaziyo like khathesi siyakwanisa loku-identifya izindawo ezi-right ezingasoke zidistebhe amaloni esithi council ezingasoke zidistebhe imigwaqo esithi council sibonisane naye sibese sitshenisa imephu yakhe sivumelane konke sisebenzelane ndawonye ubuhle bedorobho siyalufuna ubuhle bamadorobho wonke siyaloyisa ukuthi singabi le nhlamba yokuthi amavendazi angcolile kodwa sibe namavendazi organized alungisiweyo akwaziyo plus le ndaba yona le yama-bylaws siyacela kalungisiswe ama-bylaws ngoba yiwo a-affecta uzulu wonke
Ngizabuyela-ke kumnumzana wadzayi bawadzayi Mrs. Mkasa was here saying our first caller had said there should be dialogue between between your associations, included yours, the National Vendors Union, and Ms. Mkasa's Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Traders Association, and so many other organizations in the country. Are you conversing or seeking dialogue with the city council of Harare or any other city council? What programs do you have in place?
Okay, thank you. It suits you. As the National Trade Union of Zimbabwe, we believe that the best way forward is dialogue.
Yes.
Because all big city councils, Lawayo, Rwanda, Lupane, Mashreko, all these city councils, they need to listen to what members are saying. Because we are the people, we are the ones that are being affected, never archived by laws that are being applied at the moment. We have taken it upon ourselves to go and approach them. We have approached the city of Lawan. I can confirm we are going to have a meeting with them, we have received correspondence from them. We have engaged the city of Harare almost on a daily basis. Mashingo, Chirezi, you name them. Our purpose is to ensure that all these local authorities appreciate the problems that we are facing as vendors. That should be critical, that should be understood by everyone who is committed to appreciate the vending as a way of life now is the only alternative to the people of Zimbabwe. They are no job. So we are saying we are committed to bring to them, to bring to the table. That is the UCA members. We assist ensuring that we operate from an organized standpoint. We appreciate that they want to run clean cities. They want to run clean towns. But if they don't want to listen to what we are saying as members, so they come and borrow or to assist us in developing these strategies, there will be a problem. We don't want a situation where decisions are made without involving members. And maybe that in reliance as my sister, who is talking passionately about the issues of members, I would like to talk to my sister and ensure that we have everything in common, we share ideas. We want people of Ulawa to listen to my sister. My sister is talking things that are practical. As members, we understand each other. We might not be representing the same association or union, but our issues are very clear, they are the same. The problem that we have, they are similar. We don't have local authorities that are committed, that are willing to listen to what we propose. That's problematic. Because we are talking practical problems which cannot be addressed without informing, without involving the people that are being affected by the problem. So the first thing, local authorities, all municipalities should embrace these associations, these unions, so that when we develop solutions, when we develop strategies, they are inclusive and they are incorporating the sole problems of the members accepting from the ground. What do you mean? If you decide to just go and take, for example, what happened in Harare last week, what are the decisions that did not involve the members? And you create bigger problems that involve the members in the solution. So the first point is to include members, know what they want, know what they propose is the best way forward, and everything will be okay.
Mr. Wadzai, I think we will also include Ms. Chikwana. Ms. Chikwana, mchiripa line?
Wendiripa.
Imi semsikana wechidiki zvizvi mwe zvamuri kutarisana nazvo mukutengesa umu.
My challenges atinosangana nawo akawandisa. Hello?
Taurai zvenyu.
Ndingati inini ndichiri musikana wechidiki kuti ndirambe ndiri panzvimbo yandinotengeseraka. Pane zvimwe zvinhu zvandinofanira kuwirirana kana nemacouncil officials vanenge ndindisingadini. Like vamwe vanotimanikidza kana kundikumbira phone number yangu. Kungoti ndingoramba ndiri ipapo asi handitorere zvinhu zvangu musi iwoyo. Ende ndikasamupa phone number yangu yechokwadi, they start harassing us vachititorera zvinhu zvedu nekutisunga kuti ende sanotibhadharisa nafine.
Tombotarisawo wati iwe muri kushanda nemamwe madzimai echikuru, mabasa api avari kuita uyezve vakarasikirwa sei pane zvavakapunzirwa nemusi wesvondo?
Pane vamwe amai vaitengesawo padhuze neni vaiita zvekubika machipsi nechikafu vachitengesa kuna vanhu vanenge vachipfuura. Handisati ndavaona hangu, but I'm sure havasisina kana mari yerent or mari yemaschool fees for vana vavo because vanga vari a single mother who is taking care of her family nekutengesawo chikafu mutown.
Tombogumira takadaro zvedu, pane mumwe muteereri vamabvudza makadi henyu? Alo, vamabvudza.
Hallo.
Tinokuchingamidzai pano, taurai zvenyu.
Ndiripo makadi, ndiri kuno kuBotswana.
Ehe, kwakamira sei ikoko? Takatarisa nyaya yekutengesa
iyi. Kuno kuri kuno kwakanaka chaizvo nekuti munhu umwe nomunotengesera paanodira. Paanofunga kuti watengesa unongotora license wotengesera ipapo. Now zvekumusha kwedu uko ndezvekuti munhu kana apuwa chigaro unotora chigaro sari kutonga vana vake mumba make. Saka mukatarisa vanhu vese vari kunzi maMPs vanameya vanakansela vazhinji vacho vakabhakurerwa nematomatisi vakaendeswa kuzvikoro nematomatisi asi nhasi vari kukanganwa kuti vakati vakaendeswa nematomatisi vaningi navava handisi kuti vada kuti vasvike kupi nekuti hakuna mabasa hakuna mari vana ivavo vari kurarama nematomatisi saka vari kurambidzwa vanhu kuti vaende nematomatisi kanzela yacho kuti ipe vanhu pekutengesera chaipo haina saka ida kuti vanhu vacho vaite sei kana hurumende yacho ida kuti vanhu vacho vaite sei
mukoma mavhudza ndombokubatai ipapo madzimai nevarume vanotorwa zvakafanana here ikoko kuBotswana tichitarisa kuti kuZimbabwe tatiri kutarisa
munhu anopiwa anonzi ndevakaita sei kana wafunga kutengesa chinhu chako unongoenda kucouncil woti ndoda kutengesa chinhu changu unzi uda kutengesera pano woti ndoda kutengesera panapa wedza murume mukadzi unongopiwa license wotengeserai ipapo
maresinesi acho anenge achiita mari
zvinodependa kuti uda kutengesa chii kazhinji kacho mamwe acho i-10 pula amwe acho 20 pula amwe 30 pula hapana anopfuura 50 pula
aiwa tinotenda
yekuZimbabwe iyi yamuri kuona yekuZimbabwe yekuswera uri kudzingirira madzimai ari kutengesa that future of the government is not there haipo ndoda kutaurira mudzimai kana akatsamwa chete madzimai akatsamwa hondo yakatangwa nemadzimai ngavazvichenjerere izvozvo havangaiti nhamo yekuchengeta vana mudumbu 9 months woita nhamo yekuvachengeta futi muvadzinga muvabata that's not fair
aiwa tinokutendai mukoma mavhudza pj you heard what mukoma mavhudza is saying he's saying in Botswana it's much easier you go to the council you get your permit you start selling it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman but then we have Melody in Zimbabwe who's saying she is harassed as a young woman that she must give favors certain favors for her to get her daily you know permission to vend so
to
those are some of the those are some of the issues
But even in Harare or Bulawayo, there used to be some bylaws where you get a hawker's license, if I'm not mistaken, Mrs. Mkas.
Hawker's license?
Yeah, hawker's license or vendor's license, I'm not so very sure. But you have to have that license in order to sell.
Vendor's license, le hawker's license. A vendor uhlala phansi two way bay a walker uyabe hamba nge street ethengisa nge street so mina engutshoyo nje ngifuna ukuthi ngiqwayise I council ukuthi wathinta imboboto wathinta umfazi wathinta umfazi wathinta imboboto I council ingadlali nge time bomb kubomama ngoba ngizwe usisade khuluma ethi khona khona bacelwa ama-phone numbers bahlukuluzwa khonakhona asikufuni lokubanjwa omama bayabanjwa ngezinye mina ngikhula ngikhuliswa ngugogo wayengitshela ukuthi ma uwonile nxa esefika endaweni nxa ngingasuka mina ngibaleke ngitshenisa ukuthi ngiyavuma ubugildi ngiyabaleka angigijinyiswa kodwa thina ngapha uyabaleka lezinto zakho ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi awula license ubaleke usuke endaweni kodwa i-city council iza kugijimisa izikubambe wesi khona lezi-RP izithumele lezinja ithumele labo block boots so ubusu mangabi ukuthi kade empilweni usuwoneni wena uzama ukuphilisa abantwana plus thina njengabomama bakithi silesihlelo silezinto eziningi esizenzayo empilweni njalo futhi silamanye ama-inhlupho zethu labo baba bayasitshiya sebelanda bona omama bangathi sebelamabhizinisi amakhulu thina esilamabhizinisi amancane esingageyini lutho sesitshiywa ngaphandle sesisala labantwana so sithini
ngiza kubamba kumlomo ankosikazi ube khona ecingweni kokuphela size segqiba uhlelo lwethu kodwa kokwamanje sesivalelisana labalaleli bethu baseredweni
yes to our guest Samuel Wadzai Melody Chikwana and Deborah Mukasa please stay with us as we transition to our internet broadcasting and you can catch us on live streaming at www.voazimbabwe.com stay tuned Zimbabwe we're still with you
Siyabuyela kini balaleli.